And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Denmark on Monday, where he thanked Danish lawmakers a day after Denmark and the Netherlands announced they would provide Ukrainian forces with U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets.
Thank all of you for helping us in our fight, difficult fight for freedom, for helping us in this war which Russia brought to our land.
Meanwhile, two people were injured in Moscow on Monday when debris from a Ukrainian drone destroyed by Russian air defenses fell on a house. This according to the regional governor. Israeli authorities said on Monday that a suspected Palestinian attacker killed a woman and seriously wounded a man in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military said the shootings took place near the city of Hebron and that shots were fired from a passing car. Monday's attack follows the shooting of two Israelis on Saturday. U.S. President Joe Biden travels Monday to the Pacific island state of Hawaii to meet with officials and survivors and survey the damage from wildfires that devastated Maui. The fires earlier this month left widespread destruction in the seaside town of Lahaina, killing at least 114 people. Cambodia's king has congratulated the country's new lawmakers and urged them to promote economic growth and equality. The king later Monday will preside over the swearing-in of new lawmakers. Cambodia's new government is undergoing a generational change as longtime leader Hun Sen is handing off the premiership to his son Hun Manet. He will be sworn in as prime minister on Tuesday. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. Two former lawmakers, leftist Luisa Gonzalez and business scion Daniel Noboa, will battle for Ecuador's presidency in an October runoff. This after coming top in a first round of voting over the weekend. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Supporters of both candidates took to the streets of Quito and Guayaquil, where Noboa comes from, to celebrate the election result. Gonzalez, a protege of former President Rafael Correa, who has promised to revive his social programs, won 33% support. While Noboa, son of prominent banana businessman and former presidential candidate Alvaro Noboa, was a surprise second place with 24% of the vote. The contest was darkened by the assassination of anti-corruption candidate Fernando Villavicencio earlier this month. The crime is still under investigation.
Olivia Chan of Reuters reporting for us. India's space agency has released images that its spacecraft took of the far side of the moon as it heads for a landing on the lunar South Pole. The Indian Space Research Organization, the ISRO, had been in a race with Russia to be the first to land on the moon's South Pole, where craters are thought to contain water ice that could support a future moon settlement. News of the failure of Russia's mission broke on Sunday, and the ISRO said that their craft was still on course to land on August 23rd, though challenges do remain. P.K. Ghosh is an Indian space strategist.
That one of the biggest things that are there is it has got to get the spacecraft from a horizontal position to a vertical position. Now that's also difficult. It's moving at tremendous speed. It's got to come down absolutely vertically, while now it's flying horizontally. So all these aspects have to be looked into, and I think it should make a good landing on 23rd.
For India, successful moon landing would mark its emergence as a space power. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government looks to spur investment in private space launches and related satellite-based businesses. Also from India, India is the world's largest exporter of rice by far, and in an effort to control domestic prices ahead of a key election, it's stopping some exports, leaving a gap of around 9.5 million metric tons of rice that people around the world need. Global food security is already under threat since Russia halted an agreement allowing Ukraine to export wheat, and the El Nino weather phenomenon hampers rice production. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.